Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here. Let's see what's happening in the realms right now. First of all, outside the realms, this is my last day of school for the year. As I've said before, I'm a math teacher, and next week is finals, so I'm going to have a lot more free time. My summer is very full with a lot of various things to do. A trip to Pennsylvania, first of all. I'll be going to Pittsburgh for a week for some training. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, let me know. Let's get together and play some Star Realms together. And then just lots of other work stuff. Plus, I've got kids, take care of the kids. Still, should be more free time. Also, a chance I'm going to be at Gen Con this year. So let me know if you're headed to Gen Con. I know there'll be a lot of Star Realms activity there. I'll be looking forward to seeing many of you for the first time. Coming up soon for me, maybe as soon as next week, I'm going to run a mega round robin tourney. And this is going to be... I think it's going to be massive and dominant and rough because we're going to have 30 or 40 people in a round robin, and the expectation is that on day one, all of the games will begin. Everyone will play each other one game, and all of those games will begin right away. So essentially, you will challenge everyone below you on the player list, and then everyone will have a ton of games to play. There'll be 48-hour games. There won't be any time limit, but man, not for the faint of heart. And I think I'm going to give players the option to tell me like a maximum player count, and if it exceeds that, then they just won't play, and that'll kind of help things be manageable. And then if they don't finish their games, they'll go in as a draw, but if they time out somehow, it'll go in as a loss. I don't know. I'm excited for it. I don't think it's been done, and should be fun. I just really love some of these group play tournaments where everyone sends out challenges on the first day and you play like seven games, but it just, you get that round robin to advance very quickly, and that's fun. So we'll see how that goes. In other news, after the Geekway tournament, I have some leftover star barges to give away. So we need to host some sort of a contest on here. I don't know what it's gonna be yet. So if you have suggestions for a contest that we might run through Star Realms Minicast, let me know. And we will make that happen, like a pun contest, some type of a gameplay contest. I don't know. You can tell me. It's question of the daytime here on the minicast, and today I'm wondering, how are you? What's up in the realms for you personally? Are you grinding on anything in particular? Are you one of these people shooting for the Brain World avatar? Is it slowing down your progress, leveling? Are you not worrying about levels at all? My friend Elizabeth Selman, Imam69, she's not really a leveler. She just plays challenges, plays a lot of them, and just tries to have fun. I'll give you an update on me personally. I'm near to breaking into the top 150 on the lifetime levels, and I'm excited about that. I am splitting my time between levels and tournaments in the arena. And I'm at about 61 arena stars right now, which puts me top 30 or so. And I just want to be in the top 100 and get that Brain World. I'm not too worried about it. I want all the shinies and I want a Brain World. But apart from that, I don't need to play too hard in the arena. In fact, some of these arenas I really like a lot more than others. I think this week is my least favorite so far. I think it's the swingiest, surprisingly. Rush defenses was very... very swingy, but it had a counter to it, which was that when the rush defenses, when the big bases came out, they'd eventually go away and they would be gone pretty much, and that was better. But you know what, I love the overall effect of the arena, a new thing every week, and there's a definite learning curve. You know, players can play the arena very poorly, and once you figure it out, you can play it pretty well. I just don't like going in for that, because after about three trips to the arena, I know what's going on, and it's essentially coming down to whether the trade row is going to help me or not. There's not a lot of nuance once you've spent about 10 games figuring it out. Let's see what else is going on. Some big tournaments I'm in, I think, maybe. The Rogue Realms Retribution is about my favorite tournament of all time. It's a gigantic round-robin tournament wrapped up in a team tournament. But what I love about it is every week my team of three faces another team of three, which means that each of us plays as each of them. And so I get to say that I beat a team because I went 2-1 against them, or I get a sweep, which feels really great. And if two of my teammates, you know, if two people from my team beat their team 2-1 and the other person gets a win, then we win. It's just, it's a really good way to compete individually and as a team, and it makes the gigantic round robin work. So anyway, that's my check-in. How are you doing? Call into the show, reply, leave a message on Anchor. I'll post it to the show. Just check in, you know? I want you to know we care about you here at the Minicast, and hope you're having a good time. See ya. As I say, I have a couple of extra battle barges to give away. These are original year one promos with the original art that you see in the app, not the art that is seen on the year one promo pack that's available in retail. So I'll be giving these away in a series of contests. Let's take a moment now and announce the very first contest. Star Realms Minicast is hosting a flavor text contest. Not all of the cards have flavor text. Some of the flavor text is better than others. So pick a card that does not have flavor text and write your own. Call into the show, leave a message on Anchor, or message me somehow, perhaps reply on Facebook, and let me know your submission for new Star Realms flavor text. Could be any card. Flavor text is welcome. And, you know, obviously this is a purely subjective thing. I simply will be picking what I like. And you may have no idea what I will like. You are not limited to one submission. You may submit multiples. I will pick, you know, a top five, say, or something like that. And then ultimately, there will be only one, and they will receive the battle barge. So, get your submissions in. I hope you'll enjoy this as much as I hope to enjoy it. See ya. Well, we got several good submissions here, and it has taken me absolutely forever to get back to recording them for the minicast, partly because I've been wrapping up the school year, and there's just lots and lots to do. But even in the summer now, I'm finding myself very, very busy. In any case, I'm going to end the episode here just so I can hit publish, and then in the later days, I will come back to this, and we'll get that promo card out to whoever I deem the winner. I'll see you next time, and until then, I will see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.